Sure. Carly may have the prestige and the dog food endorsements from being named best in show last night.
NPR's Luke Burbank.
But if she could, she might toss it all away to trade places with Babushka, a miniature dachshund standing in front of a taco shop on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Babushka, can you talk? Babushka, can you talk? Babushka, come on.
That's because Babushka has the good fortune to live in West Hollywood, probably the most pet-friendly city in America. Her owner, or guardian, as she's legally known here, is 18-year-old Eloise Cadenhead. She loves the fact that pets are a protected class in West Hollywood, and she can thank John Duran for that.
I wanted to be a veterinarian when I was in college, way, way back when. But when I got to the point where I had to look at animals and suffering and in pain, it so hurt my heart, I couldn't do it. So I became a lawyer.
And eventually the mayor of West Hollywood. After pushing for and getting the nation's first ban on the practice of declawing cats back in 2004, Duran now wants West Hollywood to ban all forms of so-called cosmetic surgery for pets.
We don't consider it cosmetic surgery. We consider it mutilation of animals, and it doesn't fly with our anti-cruelty ordinances that we have here in the city of West Hollywood.
By cosmetic surgery, we're talking about aesthetic touches like ear cropping or cutting off the tail, known as docking. Basically, any surgeries that the pet doesn't need medically. Dr. Mark Hebert is a West Hollywood veterinarian. He doesn't perform the procedures in question, but points out that there are practices that, while not medically necessary, are beneficial for pets.
Let's talk about spaying and neutering. You know, they're not typically necessary. They're done for a good reason, but not necessarily something that from a purely medical background is necessary from the pet's perspective.
The West Hollywood City Council still must vote on the matter, and even then, there's the question of enforcement. But Mayor John Duran says he counts the proposal a success already because it's causing people to reassess their human-to-animal relationships. Kitley Clark is involved in just such a relationship with her Welsh corgi named Abby. They're playing in the Hart Dog Park, just off the Sunset Strip.
You know, before I lived in L.A., I was really against docking, all of the docking, ears and tails and all that sort of stuff. But then when I moved here, there was so much cosmetic surgery that it was hard for me. I felt kind of hypocritical, you know, to not allow the dogs to have cosmetic surgery, too. It's kind of weird, huh?
It's an ethical dilemma that could only happen in L.A. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.